Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Anisha Grange Care Home. On the phone right now, we've got an author, quite a new author, Nicholas Kasparis. Is that right, Nicholas? I've pronounced that right?
That's right.
Oh, look at that. I knew I'd get it right in the end. Now, you've written a book and you want to raise awareness of local shops like the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. Is that right?
Yes, that is absolutely right. I mean, last week on Saturday the 5th of September, I did a book signing at the Chicken and Frog.
Yeah.
And it was lovely because I'm a teacher as well. I'm a key worker. I've been teaching for nearly 20 years. And some of the children that I taught were able to come down to the bookshop itself. I read the first chapter of the book and I signed some books.
I've never done that, a book signing. Is it quite exciting to do?
It is really exciting, actually. You sort of see, you know, a few people milling around, and then some are sitting down. Some of the children were sitting down ready for me to read the first chapter. I was, you know, signing the books, addressing it to the children, writing very sort of personal notes to them. And there was a real buzz. It was really fun.
Now, is this something that you've always done, you being an author, or is it something you've just accidentally fallen into?
Well, I've always been really interested in writing. I've been a teacher, like I said, for nearly 20 years. I've mainly taught in primary schools, but I actually started out as a secondary English teacher for a couple of years.
Oh, right.
So I've always had that passion for writing. I even taught an adult creative writing course. So I wanted to write a children's book. It's always been a key aspiration of mine.
All right. But the idea, what was the name of the, it was called Ralph and Robolt, is that right?
Yes, Ralph and Robolt.
Robolt. It's a bit of a strange name. Why did you call it that?
So I called it Ralph and Robolt because the book is about a boy called Ralph. He's bullied at school by a gang called the Crew. Ralph is a child genius and he makes a robot to teach the bullies a lesson they will never forget. Now, because the robot has become sort of alive in a sense, Ralph isn't sure what to call the robot, so he wants to call it like a human name. So he thinks of Robert, but he knows it's actually made of metal as well, so he ends up calling the robot Robolt. So that's why it's called Ralph and Robolt.
Oh, I see. And you touched on that. I know it's got some quite good themes in there, like bullying. You explain bullying and something that the 7 to 11 age group can relate to. Was that something you intended to do, teach lessons like that?
Absolutely. And I mean, what's really important is I wanted a universal theme like bullying that children can relate to. And I also wanted to sort of tackle this theme in a sensitive and humorous way. This book is very much about, you know, how a child triumphs through adversity. And I think this is so prevalent today because we've got the whole coronavirus situation.
Yeah.
And all the challenges, you know, that children have endured. And with mental health also being at the forefront of society, telling people if there's a problem, bullying, you know, tell an adult. I think the messages are current and very important. And there's also a message of recycling, because when Ralph is making the robot, he's making it from scrap bits and metal and all the different items that he finds abandoned in a forest.
Right.
So it's about recycling as well. So there's lots of key themes, bullying, recycling, that are really important.
So if anybody's listening right now and they think to themselves, I wouldn't mind getting involved in this book and buying it from my little one, whereabouts can they buy it from?
Yeah, absolutely. So the book is available online at Amazon, Waterstones and Foyles. So you can buy it online. I'd love to do some kind of visiting schools. And I know it's a little bit difficult at the moment, the coronavirus situation, but I'd love to do some kind of assemblies as well. So have a look out for me. I may well be visiting some schools in the next few weeks. I have had some discussions with some schools. I won't mention it too much now, but in terms of using Zoom as a platform for an assembly as well.
Yeah.
But in terms of buying the book sort of here and now, it's available online at Amazon, Waterstones and Foyles.
Have you got any plans for a follow-up book?
This is very much a standalone book, I'll be honest. But in terms of, you know, writing a second book, I have had some ideas already for a second book. I won't go into too much detail now because it's very much fragments of a story. It's in the early stages of development. But I'm quite excited about the second book. I'm hoping to sort of release next year as well.
Well, Nicholas, it sounds fantastic. Fingers crossed everything goes well for you. You send sell loads and loads of books. And it'd be interesting if you are going to do a second book, please give us a call again and you can come on the show and we'll have another chat about that one.
Absolutely, that sounds brilliant. I'd love to do that. Thank you.